Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
App. They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jim,
hey.
T-Bone.
All right.
What's the matter?
It's back.
What are you doing over there?
I don't know. It feels like a new
clenching
show.
Clenching your hands together.
Exciting.
Here.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff happened. When was the last day we were here? What?
Friday before.
I wasn't here on that Friday.
Thursday before. You were out already and already.
Yeah. It's been over 10 days. Wow. 13th. It was the last day. February 13th. Nice. Everyone good?
Everybody's good?
Yeah. Nice.
It's all good.
Nice. Good to see you.
Good to be away from sports.
We haven't had a Brady take in that much time.
Yeah.
I got a new one.
What's the date?
I got a new one.
Oh.
I'm not going anywhere.
What? What's that? Not going anywhere? Yeah. As in not
going anywhere.
Not leaving football is what Tom Brady's saying.
Right.
What's your latest on Tom Brady?
Mine?
Yeah.
We're getting there, bud. Weeks away.
We're getting there.
So... Me being who I am.
Okay, yep.
I don't like shock. I don't like to be surprised. I like surprise parties. I don't want to be surprised when this day comes. So I'm starting to prepare myself. So I have a number in mind, that when the day comes that Tom Brady has signed a 2-year contract for blank amount of money per year, I will be okay for him to go. And I think that number should be 30 or more. You know, about 30, 32. If Tom Brady, hey, you wake up tomorrow and you find out Las Vegas has signed Tom Brady for 2 years, $65 million guaranteed for 2 years. So, yeah, good for you. Somebody got him. But damn it, if he goes somewhere else for less than 30 per year, bleep's going to hit the fan around here.
Wait, So if he goes somewhere on a 2-year deal for $65 million, we're going to look at the Patriots and say, yeah, you were right to let him walk.
No, I'd say that's at some point you got to pick your number, and that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money for a 43-year-old guy. But if a 43-year-old guy wants to go play somewhere else for about the same money he got paid here, then it's going to be a problem around here. I don't want to see him go play somewhere else for 25 years or less. Can that happen? Maybe the market's not out there for them. I don't know.
Well,
but I think there's going to be four teams interested.
My thought on this, and it is something that Tommy Curran pointed out, if there is no new CBA put in place, and as of last week, it looked like that was going to happen.
Boy, did it ever.
This week, it doesn't look like it's going to happen because, well, things have changed a little bit, and the more of the nitty-gritty details that come to light, players rejected the current proposal. Maybe something happens this week. We'll see, okay? But assuming that no CBA is signed, without a new collective bargaining agreement in place, the Patriots cannot use the trick of kicking the cap dollars down the road. They can't kick the money beyond the current CBA, which expires after next season, which is a problem for what we've talked about, which is, oh, stop complaining about the money. They'll just kick it down the road again. Oh, wait, we missed something.
There's no road to kick it down if they don't have a new CBA in place.
Legally kick it down the road without a CBA. So for Tom Brady to the Patriots' purposes, I guess we should all be rooting for a CBA to get done. But I don't feel confident in that happening. And for players, their best route is to not sign that thing and keep the negotiations going.
There's too many things up in the air in that deal. I always root together quickly.
Yeah, I root for the millionaires when they're taking on the billionaires. And I always do root for the players in these situations. And so I, for their purposes, I hope they try and take the owners to the wall. I hope that they're trying to, you know, willing to miss games for once in their life. But I doubt it happens. So without a new CBA, Brady knows the parameters here. He knows the sort of cap hit that is going to take place this year, or this year and next year, spread out if he returns. Brady knows the landscape, right?
Oh, yeah.
He and his agents and Brady's...
They plan for this landscape.
Brady's a really smart guy. So he knows all the money situations with the Patriots, depending on if he signs before free agency opens or after free agency.
Yeah, he's in no rush. And he's got him by the you-know-what.
My thought is, and a lot of people have said this, if he gets to the open market, he's gone, right? A lot of people have said that. And I said, well, why do you say that? He could come back. What, because he tests the market? He could be gone? If Brady really does want to be in New England, which is what I've said all along, I'm like, I think he wants to be here. I think ultimately he wants to be a Patriot. He wants to be a Patriot and he wants to get paid. That would be his ideal outcome.
I do too, but I think he wants to show them I'm worth a hell of a lot more than what you think.
Okay, but he knows the cost of showing them something.
That's risk of walking out the door.
He knows that in the process of showing them something, it's going to be a lot harder for that team to bring him back after the 18th. He knows this.
Yeah.
And my thought is, if he does get there, if he does get to the open market, he's gone because he decided he was going to be gone, not because he just wanted to show them anything. That because he probably thinks that if I have to go all the way out to the market, this is going to be over. And he sort of decided that he's going to move on. And so it's not that he can't come back after going out and hitting the market and not signing a deal before the 18th. It's that he goes out there and he knows once he hits that market, the chances of him coming back are declining. And so he knows that already. He doesn't need to be taught that. And so if he makes that conscious decision to go out there, he's doing it because he wants to go. Because he wants to go elsewhere, and it's not just about showing the Patriots anything.
Yeah.
The Patriots shouldn't have to be shown anything.
No, and they know it too. I mean, give me a break. Belichick is brilliant. The people he surrounds himself to coach and to scout are brilliant. Casario's staying. McDaniels is staying. You have great ownership here, great ownership family. The stability here is phenomenal.
So what's your money on
now? This isn't like Mookie Betts leaving. I heard some comparisons over this while we were gone. You lose Brady, it's like lose. No, it's a 43-year-old man making a decision for himself. You made the decision you don't want to pay Mookie Betts, and you got out and traded the guy. So your ownership group looks a hell of a lot worse. If they don't stretch to 35 per year, then you really can't sit there and blame this ownership group. But boy, if he leaves and it's for less than 30 per year, and you could have had him at 25, they will look really, really bad.
The team will look terrible.
The team will look awful. And yes. We will sit here and we will beat them. Yes. Yeah.
What's your money on right now? 24th of February. What happens?
Right now, I'm thinking 50-50. They panic the final 3 days and get a deal done.
Wait, 50-50?
50% chance they panic 50.
that's not putting your money on anything. That's saying red or black. Well, I'm going to put it on the line between red
and
black.
All right.
Come on.
Let's do that.
What is it?
Red or black?
Okay. My answer to that question is I think he's back, and I think he signs before he hits free agency.
I'm putting red on Patriot red. I think he's back. You just asked me, what do you think? I think he's back.
What are you going to bet? If you had to place a bet right now, Tom Brady hits free agency or Tom Brady signs a deal before hitting free agency and stays with the Patriots. Yeah,
forget about the color of the uniforms.
I would put my money on Brady staying.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. Because when you look at it personally and for him filling up the bucket and time investment and how maniacal he is with
and
his
approach. And I'll say this.
It's turnkey here for him.
If he hits free agency... My money is on him leaving, but not because he can't come back. Or is it? It's because he's already decided.
Let me
gone.
Ask you this: is it an easy way out? Is it an easy way out if he stays? Is he picking the easy way out? Because I think if he leaves, it's harder.
In some aspects, yeah, sure. Yeah. But that doesn't make him wrong.
I'm not saying it's easy. No. Nothing's easy at that level.
Wait a second. So
it's hard to change teams.
You said it's going to, if you're going to bet, you're going to say he's back with the Patriots.
Yes.
You also said it's hard for him to re-sign with the Patriots if there isn't a new CBA in place. And you also said they're not going to get the CBA done by the deadline.
Correct.
So how does all that jibe?
Because if it does, if what I'm saying I think happens, which is him signing before they get there, if I'm wrong and he does go to the market, I don't think he's coming back. Not because of it's too hard. It's harder.
But you said if you're going to bet, you think he's coming back. So that means you think they are going to get a new CBA done.
Because Hardy, let me explain this further. If he wants to be back here, he knows it's in everybody's best interest to do it before free agency opens. He knows that. And so he'll cave and he'll blink. And if he doesn't blink
before
then,
he's
always blinked.
So there's going to be no money kicked down the road, none of that stuff. He's going to sign for considerably less than he would get from another team.
On a two-year deal, I don't think it's going to be considerably less. I think it's going to be a little bit less. And I think that it's easier to spread out the money over 2 years instead of taking a $13-plus million cap hit this coming year.
Okay.
Now, and he knows this.
I agree with you in that he's going to re-sign with the Patriots. If I'm going to bet one way, and to me it's more than a 51-49 chance. I think there's a decent enough chance to where I would bet on that. But I don't think it has as much to do with the CBA because that indicates like it's got more to do with money than I think it does.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think it has as much to do with money as a lot of people want to make
it.
No,
not about money, just about the economic situation of the team. Yeah. He knows it's in his best interest, the team's best interest, to get it done prior to, if he really is wanting to come back and had thoughts of going out to free agency just to prove something to the team, he ultimately should come to the realization, well, that's sort of stupid. Get a good deal done, come back, and put the team in a better position to go out and help you with guys around you. It just doesn't make sense to punish the team for him to get a little bit more.
And if you're going to keep that 13.5 and spread it over two, say he comes back at 25 per, then in actuality, you're carrying a $32 million
cap.
And
I'm also making an assumption here, Hardy, that he's got an understanding of the ballpark of where they're at, where the offer is at.
I'm sure he does. And all this goes back to the thing that started it all. What does Tom Brady want? What's the first thing that you want? If he wants money, then he's not here. If he wants to be a Patriot, well, then that's the easiest decision he's ever going to have to make.
Good people,
get the most
him.
Money they're willing to pay and just take it and sign there. If he wants the best chance at winning, now it's a much more difficult conversation and decision
here,
for him.
But it's still here. You're guaranteed 11, 12 wins here a year. Look at his history.
And what else?
They find a way to get to 11 or 12. They do.
That's good. I mean, that's a lot of regular season wins, but what else to guarantee you? Didn't guarantee you much this year.
I think the most important thing to him, and that would be middling.
How many regular season
right?
wins they have last year?
12.
Is the defense going to be better or worse?
It'll probably be worse.
I'd be careful with that 11 or 12 win guarantee here.
Well, with a hell of a schedule too. But if you can now have him put team on his back again with good people around him, and you could score, you can make up for a bad defense.
Well, he can also now get into the playoffs as a seventh seed. Which hadn't existed before.
God,
that's something new.
Boy, let's screw it up.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Great thing.
We got to talk about that. That thing
that
is
pissed me off.
Horrible. But we knew it was coming. We've known for years this was going to happen, and sure enough, the NFL did it. Bunch of idiots.
Yep, and less hitting.
We'll get to all of that. 617-779-0985.
Tag, you're it.
The expansion of the playoffs in the NFL. We'll touch on it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The NFL is expanding their playoffs. There's now a seventh seed in each side. So bad. One bye, not two, in each conference going forward. They've also added a 17th game, apparently. Yay! 17 games, unbalanced schedule, home and road.
Congratulations!
You'll have years where you have more road games or more home games. That's now a part of the conversation.
Then you got to factor in the stupid London
games. Or they're
going to
find
an
international game for everybody. Yeah. Everybody goes abroad.
Everyone.
And it won't count for anybody. No one has to give up a home game.
Let's go play in Mexico again.
You know what? Zo, let's have like six games in Mexico every year and six games in London. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Oh, put some games up in Canada.
Yeah.
Toronto.
Space Needle.
Toronto needs football. That could certainly be a part of this. I haven't heard much about that. But
Saskatchewan.
I'm sorry?
One of those Saskatchewan places.
Saskatchewan?
Whatever that place is.
Or Saskatchewan. Yeah, sure. That too. But the thing that really annoys me is the additional playoff team. The additional playoff team that no one needs. Nobody needs an additional playoff.
That type of team would be usually a bad football team. It would be Pittsburgh getting in, for example, last year.
Yeah, this year would have been Pittsburgh at 8-8. And the L.A. Rams at 9-7. Ugh. Two seasons ago?
But it's more football. This is the mantra I keep hearing about all this stuff. It's more football. More football is better.
No,
People love more football.
It's diluted football.
It's more football.
You just got more football. You got a 17th game. Are you excited about that?
No.
So they are taking something that they really had gotten perfect. I mean, this was a perfect system that allowed for diehard fans to watch every playoff game, starting with wild card weekend. You can watch every single game.
Yep.
You can miss nothing.
Yep.
And that's not to say that there haven't been bad games already on some of those weekends. Some years it's great. Some years it's just okay.
Yeah.
But the system was perfect. They had a great system in place.
He blew it.
And they are tinkering with it in the name of money. That's it. That's all it's about. It's not about making a better product. It's not about engaging more with their fans, or that fans have demanded it. It is about nothing more than they want to put more money in their bank account. And I don't care about that.
See, the entire system from start to finish, start of the season, end of the season, is not perfect. And the way they look at this, it's all connected. The four preseason games are the furthest thing from perfect that this league does. But if you want to get rid of even one of those, then you got to start adding regular season. You got to start adding playoffs, because they're not giving up the gate on even one crappy exhibition game.
It's nice sort of family.
So they're trying to balance it out that way. I would love it if they could be big enough and smart enough to figure out a way to whittle down that preseason schedule and keep the regular season and the playoff schedule intact the way it is now, but they either won't or can't.
I don't like the expansion of the regular season, but I'm willing to accept it in the name of reducing the preseason. Hey, there's give and there's take. You're not going to get everything the way you want it as a fan, but I would appreciate an even amount of games. Mm. So if you're going to expand it, go to 18, please, because that's eventually where you're going to go anyway. Whether it's midway through this CBA, where you adjust it somehow, which I doubt would happen, or it's the next CBA in 10 years, I'll take it. I'll accept it. Work in an extra bye, maybe get a little bit more rest in there to get better products on the Thursday night games, right? Where every team playing on Thursday night might be able to come off a bye. There's ways to work this thing to make it a better product
longer
along the way.
Stretches in between games for your team. Love that. Love having the bye week in football. The bye week sucks. The bye week sucks for a fan. And having more games, if you get from 17 to 18, now you're talking about, oh, wait a second. We can't afford to have Tom Brady out there all 18 regular season games. So get ready for, as you're 17, en route to an inevitable 18-game regular season, to have your favorite players not playing every week. And they don't do it now.
Go to 18 games. Rip the Band-Aid. Do it right.
That's not right.
Now you're adding
give
in.
And take, Hardy. You can't have everything perfect. You can't get everything the way you like it.
What am I giving up?
You're giving up that you don't want the schedule expanded. It's going to expand, but what you get back is the smaller preseason.
Why does it have to? Okay, then keep the preseason. If you're going
to
have
the preseason, nobody wants to keep the preseason.
Everyone universally hates the preseason.
Well, here's your choice.
Reduce that to two games.
I'm giving you the choice right now. I'm giving you the choice right now. You can have the expanded playoffs and one less preseason game, or keep it the way it is.
Keep it the way it is.
Well, the nothing's changed.
No, because now we have been trained mentally
the way it is. No one's
to completely
giving
ignore that fourth preseason game.
And I would rather them not change anything.
Players shut it down. They don't even dress starters out for that last game. That's how abusive and pathetic this fourth preseason game is. It has completely been trained and ingrained into your mental capacity that game doesn't even exist. We function with it. We show up, call
preseason
the game.
Is a waste
I don't even remember
time.
Who scored in the game. I call the games in the fourth preseason game. Oh, my. Danny Etling had an 85-yard touchdown run. That's all I've ever remembered from a fourth preseason game. Meaningless.
That was a nice run.
Can we talk about the teams that would be in the playoffs?
Sure.
Under this new scenario?
They're good.
8-8 Steelers.
Yep.
Would have been the Steelers 2 years ago at 9-6-1. Oh, that's exciting. Got to get those guys in. It also would have been the Minnesota Vikings in 2018 at 8-7-1. A team that has one more win than they do losses. You want that team in the playoffs now?
No.
More football!
But I'll tell you what, go back to 2 years ago.
That's what you would have been 9-7-1 with a 17-game schedule.
I'll tell you what, yeah, and you know what? I could watch the suck bag Vikings all season long,
but
I don't need to see them an additional weekend.
Not the Steelers.
More football.
Not the Steelers
you
of this
like
year.
You don't like more football?
Peter,
more
good,
is better.
A good 10, a good 10-7 season should get you in the playoffs.
The only a good 10-7.
A good 10-7
that
season.
That's terrible.
I mean, 9-8 is not good enough, but 10-7 should get you in.
So
that's a starting baseball pitcher. He's got a really good record. He's 10-7.
Oh, you
got
to make sure you get those 10-win teams in. Not when they've lost seven times. Like, no.
Do you know where this would have worked, actually?
When?
Not this past year with Pittsburgh with Rudolph in at quarterback. Go back 2 years
ago. Lions would have been in 2017.
Where they would have gotten in.
Oh, you know what?
At 9-7.
Now I'm back in.
That Steeler team with Juju, Antonio Brown, and Ben. Remember they lost that game? Juju fumbled down in New Orleans?
Yeah, that
team would have been in the playoffs. That would have been a dangerous team.
But
not this past Steeler team.
But
there are some years where that one team gets in, they could go on a run.
The last team that had 10 wins that would have been a seventh seed was the Jets in 2015 with Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. That needs to be in the playoffs? We need that in the playoffs? We're clamoring for more football. Need to see Fitz magic. No one's asking.
No, we don't.
No one has been asking.
You know what it should be?
You're lying to yourself.
It should be a popular voting.
You're lying to yourself if you're saying that you wanted that.
Like the playing game, like the bracket game. March Madness is coming. You should be by popular vote. Everybody has to vote for
the playing game. That's also something no one asked for. Oh, we got to go from 64 to 68.
Of course.
Why? That's stupid. No one likes that game. No one watches that game.
We'll start the tournament on
All
Thursday.
You're doing is you're increasing the chance. Right now, year in and year out, we pretty much have the four best teams left in football as the four best teams that are left.
Yeah, it figures itself out.
It does. For the most part. You could make a case this year you didn't get that because those sneaky Titans came in and they popped Baltimore. But that's Lamar Jackson. It's still early. We don't really know. All you're doing now is increasing the chance that one of these teams, like Beetle just said, going to get hot, right?
Yeah.
They're going to figure something out for a couple of weeks, whether it's in the running game or something defensively, and they're going to knock out a team that everybody not only expects to see in a conference championship, but should be there. Legitimately, as most of the season went, was the best team in football, deserves to be there, and you're going to have one of these other teams now that's going to get in at 9-8 or 10-7, you know, in this expanded season and now in the expanded playoffs in a team that just barely gets in and gets lucky for a couple of weeks.
And by the way, it's not all just the number of wins because it's relative to each season too. Sometimes there are a lot of 9-win teams. And so you say, well, the best ones will sort of figure their way. There have been years where 9-win teams are in the playoffs. In a year where there's a lot of other teams that are sort of near closer to the middle of the pack than the top of the pack, right? I mean, there are years where that happens.
Yeah.
So you can't just look at win totals. Just look at the teams that would have been allowed in. And look at the fact that a wild card team hasn't made it to the Super Bowl in 7 years. And look at the fact that a sixth seed hasn't been to the Super Bowl in, I think, 11 years. It doesn't happen very often. It just doesn't happen. You're adding more teams in that have very little chance of going anywhere. The current sixth seeds have very little chance of going anywhere.
But mathematically, if you expand the number of the teams that fit that criteria, their chances increase. You increase your chances of having one of those teams advance if you just add more teams that fall into that category. That's just, it doesn't make football sense. That's just math. And looking back at it now, did the Titans really deserve to be in the AFC Championship over Baltimore? Did they give Kansas City a good game? Or do we now think, looking back at it, it really should have been Baltimore playing for the chance to go to the Super Bowl? I mean, after seeing what happened to them against Tennessee, I think, oh, maybe they didn't quite deserve it. Nah. Then watching what Tennessee did after that, it should have been Baltimore. It happens. We're allowed a hiccup here and there. There are going to be a lot more hiccups now and a lot more good teams getting popped early. It's not necessary. Don't need it. Who wants this without thinking it through? More football is a good thing. I love football. Give me more of it. Oh, you gluttonous baby. Careful what you wish for, because you're going to get more, and it's not going to be the football that you have now.
4 hours and 29 minutes or so to the NHL trade deadline. Some thoughts on the Boston Bruins. They've already done a deal. Will there be another one today? We'll get to that coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes. Trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones.
Andre Kasha.
Kasha.
Andre Kasha.
Does he brush his teeth in a bottle?
Is who the Bruins got back in their salary dump of David Backes the other day. You like that deal?
Yeah, I like the fact he got rid of Backes.
See you later, dude. It was 75%. You got rid of 75% of David Backes. You still have to keep 25% of David Backes, which is always too much, but I'll take it. I'll take that. Yes. I'm not concerned about their first-round pick or Anderson. And no, none of it. You want to get rid of David Backes' money, you do it. The Bruins need to be in a win-now mode. Win now.
It's because it's wide-ass open, right? This could be anybody's. But with your age and team,
no,
too,
I mean, wide-ass, no, I don't think the league is wide open. I think the Bruins are one of the best teams going.
They are one of the best teams going, but I'm saying anybody could win this thing right now.
Okay, the Bruins can win this thing right now. Forget, everybody else.
Well, the Capitals got Kovalchuk. I mean, you add a piece, maybe like a decent piece. Like, they're talking about this Kreider kid. That would help.
The Bruins have the most points in the NHL right now,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
I have that correct.
Sure. Okay. I remember them losing.
So I don't care about it being wide open. The Bruins have more points than anybody in the league.
Yep.
They're outside of that 9-3 debacle. They're playing well, okay? And given the way things ended for them last year, with a devastating sort of loss,
sure,
in a series you could have easily won. I'll still say that to this day.
You should have won.
Better team in that series. They blew it. They blew it in that series.
Everything worked their way.
You're now sort of at the end of an era. I don't know how you could fault them for the deal they did to dump the salary. However, I want them to then do something else today.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, like get a Joe Thornton or something. Bring somebody in. Get a piece. Get a little depth.
Before 3 p.m. at the deadline. I want them to be all in on basically this year and next. And I really think they need that second Stanley Cup win. They need it, man. It's going to define the entire era. We talked about this in the spring.
Yeah. I mean,
with this team, what it would mean to get the second one. It's complete validation of everything that they've been.
And this would sort of.
And they should chase it at all costs.
You bring in a big piece, and this would sort of I don't want to say put things in another stratosphere, but the excitement level around it. And I know they got to look down a road, too, because, you know, what are you going to do with Torrey Krug? Eventually, you know, DeBrusk, you're going to have to sign guys like that. There are going to be pieces that they want to keep and sign, and you have to have some sort of flexibility in the future. But I'm with you, too. It's like you get a piece like a Joe Thornton piece or something like that, that tells you, man, we're in it to win this thing this year. They should be. They should be, and based on the way they played, the points you've talked about, how they've scored, how they lost it last year. Make sure that doesn't happen again. Well, they had an easy path to get there, too.
Kyle Palmieri is the name that keeps coming up for the Bruins to target today, and we'll see if it happens before the deadline, but I want them to do something else before the deadline today. Hardy, have they done enough so far? That's not enough for me to feel like they are all in. That's the move that sets you up to be all in.
Yeah.
So finish.
That's step A.
Feels like there's one more.
Finish the next move.
There's one more.
Finish the next move, Bruins.
One more would convince me. And I think they're good enough to do really well right now.
Yes.
But to be all in, you need one more move.
Yes. Every last penny, every last draft pick, piece of capital that is necessary to do it.
Well, Zoe talked a little bit about this while you were taking your extra day last week, Beetle.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
The day before.
The 14th?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. The
sexy getaway day.
Yeah. The fabled day off before the week off.
That was planned way in advance.
I don't care when it's planned. It's, you know, it's like a unicorn. You hardly ever
I didn't leave town until Sunday.
Yeah. Hardly ever see anybody with the balls to do it, though. And he's got big ones. Right. Just coconuts. Right.
Huge.
Take a Friday off before a week off.
Fred would do it.
Like this team, and we asked Billy about it a little bit, like, not that the window's closing, but this is their best chance. Yeah. I don't have any reason to believe
Char. No, the window is closing a little bit.
Well, Char is not going to be back.
But it's not just about who's back or who's not back. It's about
a little bit about that. And
it's more about the fact that you've got guys that are getting older.
Yeah.
You've got Bergeron getting older. You've got Krejci getting older. You've even got Marchand getting older.
Yep.
And we talked about that. I said
that to me is more important than those guys leaving.
Good. And Marchand's really, really good. He has turned into an elite scorer. How long do you get to stay an elite scorer in this league?
And that's a timing transfer, too. I mean,
you know,
that
pass connect's
exploding. Everything's starting to shift.
Yeah, he's been this guy now for a couple of years. And I think Pastrnak is going to get better, but how much better do you expect him to get? He's got 45 goals already this season, right? So let's talk about it in terms of, forget about, you know, window closing. Let's just talk about the sweet spot. You're in the sweet spot right now with this team, with this core of players. The last sweet spot I think you're going to have with this group. And if you want to count Rask and Bergeron and Char among them, fine. But even some of those other guys, this is it. So to convince me that you're all in feels like one more move. One more.
Do another deal.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you mentioned Ilya Kovalchuk. He had an opportunity to come to the Bruins, according to an agent who says he had a choice. He was given a choice before he was traded last night. J.P. Barry, he's an agent. He actually represents David Pastrnak. J.P. Barry told Sports Express that Ilya Kovalchuk had a choice. He was given a choice of two teams, the Capitals and the Bruins, and he chose to be traded to the Capitals. He did not want to be a Bruin.
Beat his head in when you play him.
I don't know where he exactly is going to slot in with the Caps when he gets there. Maybe he felt like there was more opportunity for him individually with the Capitals than with the Bruins. Maybe. I don't know. I'm sure he's going to get asked
about
it.
Yeah, he's got a better chance this year, you know?
I don't know if it's based on just that.
He might be friends to it.
He might look at both teams and say, well, they're both, you know, leading their divisions. They're, you know, two best teams. You could make the case two best teams in the conference. Well, I'm going to pick between those two. Yeah, I think my contributions will be greater to Washington than they will be Boston.
Right.
Maybe that's how he picked it.
Yep.
I mean, if you had to say, who's got a better chance, Bruins or Cap? They've both got a good chance.
Well, Bruins are in the finals, but Capitals are the last one to win it. Yeah,
sure.
Between the two. So
they're the last two teams that have been there from the conference. So it's not like either one was bad or significantly better than the other. I don't think that's the case, but interesting to know. He did not want to come to Boston.
Remember that. That's all.
But what are you going to do to him?
What
do you suggest they do to him?
I don't know. Run him into the boards. Hit him in the stanchion.
Put a little liquid heat on his jock. It's just an old school prank.
Put some cayenne pepper in his socks.
Right?
617-779-0985. The celebration of an anniversary coming up next.
Oh.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is how we move.
I cannot believe that this was the actual song we used.
Thank God that didn't stick. And what?
I'd just like to say I had no say in that decision.
What solidified it for me was when McCone was in on your day out. We had McCone in.
Yeah.
And Hardy and I asked him what type of music he likes. He's like, you know, country. Like, Florida Georgia Line? Like country.
Yeah, he said like
pop country.
Not like that Willie Nelson, like, Johnny Cash stuff.
No,
he not like real country.
Yeah, he didn't know who Johnny Cash was that, but he likes the country where they rip the sleeves off. Rascal Flatts type
stuff.
He
knew who Johnny Cash was. He didn't know who somebody... Oh, Willie Nelson. He didn't know.
Never heard of Willie Nelson.
Well, he had heard of him, but he didn't know we were playing him. We played a Willie Nelson song.
He didn't recognize the voice of Willie Nelson.
He is so
recognize the voice?
Sort of a distinctive sound in voice.
We were playing Valentine. It was Valentine.
He's just seen a fear in his eye.
Holy crap. All right. Yeah. 5 years.
That was our opening song five years ago.
5 years last week. We missed our anniversary. We were both out.
Well, look,
happy anniversary, Zach.
Well, that's why
I didn't get
off.
You anything.
I didn't get you anything either. But, I mean, it's been a hell of a run. Look how we've come from. We came from there. Now we're here.
Yeah. Yeah. Five years is pretty good. It's good.
I guess Hardy didn't even do the first hour.
Hardy wasn't even here for the first hour.
It was all that weird
who did it?
Schedule that we had for like the first couple of years of the Sports Hub, and everyone had to do like extra time. There were four main shows, but only three update guys.
We had to keep Wallach for next
year. So Wallach used to have to go along, and then initially I went long, but then you started going only with Felger and Maz.
Correct. Power move.
Yeah, and Wallach would not agree to do anything else at the radio station. So he had to do the extra hour to
you couldn't put him co-host.
Has Wallach ever worked a weekend shift here?
That way, I kind of chuckled at that this morning when Rich was talking about Wallach doing all these. You know, Wallach, very busy guy outside
you
of the
and
show.
I.
Like, no, he's not.
Right.
You did weekend yesterday.
We've done the math on this.
Yeah.
Hardy and I have worked more days in the history of the station than anybody.
Oh, yeah. What that there's no
and it, Wallach should do weekend. I remember back in the day, Wallach and Dickerson, I used to listen to those guys all the time on Saturdays.
I don't think Wallach's worked a weekend shift in the history of the station.
No,
now we're on a different topic.
He occasionally fills in for Grandy.
Well, then he didn't get branded like he can ever host.
He does Bryant games.
What a hero!
I know.
How did he get out of that duty in the beginning?
I don't know, but he just said
all for that extra hour, which is why
not doing anything else.
Maybe the program brought
to him. He wasn't in that day, though. He was off.
He was off, and we had Sarge with us.
What? I'm Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hardy has your next update in 20 minutes.
Jesus. We had Sarge.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20.
That was when we were doing 3 an hour.
Good clock. A lot of breaks.
You want to hear like the first 30 seconds of the show?
Sure.
I'm not sure I do.
The douche chills.
Okay.
I do.
What's up, Zo?
What's up?
Oh, look at you. Takeoff, man.
Look at you. Where's your loser sweaters?
Sweater vest?
Yeah, where's your V-neck sweaters?
Yeah, no sweaters. No sweaters here.
What's it feel like to be free from that?
It feels good to be paroled. It does.
Paid your dues.
Yep. It's liberating is what it is.
Wow.
Liberating.
You have a lot to say.
Oh, man, do I have a lot to say. Plenty to say. And now we're going to have 4 hours a day to do it. Welcome to the debut Zolak and Bertrand program on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Have you given this any thought?
Like,
to what it's going to be?
To this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think it's gonna be.
Every
great.
Time I say something, you like turn and you look over your shoulder like something's gonna happen.
Well, you never know. I'm always worried you're gonna.
I'm
hit
not gonna
me or
jump
something.
You. No, there's no physical.
It happens often.
I'll scare the hell out of you.
I mean, it happens. You've got to watch your back. Like you just never know what's coming with you. So that part of it is real. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, no, it's real.
So where are we starting? Deflategate?
No, we're not,
I'm sure you got a lot.
We're not starting Deflategate.
Come on, there's so much. I mean, you guys carried that for like what 4 weeks?
There was a lot of discussion about Deflategate.
There was.
There's only so much I could fight back on.
Well,
the
that's
topic.
Dead. So that will never be talked about.
I mean, once the report comes.
So we what's predictions,
much,
though?
We were so much closer together then, physically.
Yeah.
You could reach out and, no, don't you hit me. It was so close. So close. So damn close.
Nervous.
Tom was looking back at the stuff. We did a lot of Bruins that day, and one of the topics was, is Milan Lucic untouchable?
This is stupid.
The answer to that is absolutely not.
What did you end up talking about? You guys spent a lot of time talking about what you were or were not going to talk about. What was the first topic that
Milan Lucic was in the mix? Okay.
Bruins blew a 3-goal lead the day before.
Oh, beautiful.
We talked about those days.
So we talked about the Bruins that day.
Tuukka giving up goals at the end of the second period right before the buzzer sounds.
We did a Jim Cantore Thunder Snow sound.
Oh.
Had that just happened?
I got so excited.
It had first because show. That was the winter of all the snow.
Right.
It SNL's was that 40th anniversary was that weekend. We talked about that.
What was it?
SNL's 40th anniversary.
Oh, wow. How time flies.
Yeah. Now, did they celebrate their 45th anniversary?
They must.
This past weekend? They're now halfway to 50. Yeah.
Show sounds so much different than, you know. I sound like a young buck.
You want to hear the intro? Like the production intro?
Yeah.
Okay.
The former NFL QB, Scott Zolak.
He will literally rip your face off.
And the UMass grad, Mark Bertrand.
He's a little slow this morning.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, that thing played for years.
Literally rip your face
He's
off.
He's a little bit slow this morning.
Because I am so aggressive. Like, I'm a big defensive guy to rip your face off. I don't ever hit anybody in my life.
It'll rip your face off.
But I'll rip your face
off. He will literally rip your face off.
Literally, not figuratively, but literally rip your face off.
He will rip it right off.
And you're a bit slow.
He's a little bit slow this morning.
Hello, Beetle.
Zoe also went off on Shaughnessy that day.
Oh. Disturbing. Go to spring training. Go sit there and watch long toss. How about that?
Oh.
Go sit there and talk about the old style game with Steve Buckley. You want to know what the message is? The message is drop your nets, kids. The message is get back in the game because it is the biggest stage. The message is don't do what Doug Baldwin did. The message is go catch the freaking game winner and then go to Disneyland and then go to Vegas and then go to Fallon and then go to Kath. Oh, what's her name? Kelly and Michael. Who's the dude with the gap tooth? Michael Strahan, right? How about do that? And then go hang out with Jay-Z and go to Rockaware. How about that for your message?
Yeah. Trini and Dan thought Edelman should have been taken out of the game.
They,
concussion.
They went so after
they were,
you after
they were
that.
Angry.
They were right. So
Shaughnessy
pissed at you.
Was pissed at you.
Yeah.
He came in the next day.
He was pissed at both of us too, Beetle, for not pushing back on Zoe.
Did he look like he could function?
No. He looked like he was concussed.
I wonder how he lined up. I wonder how he caught the ball, how he saw it.
You're right.
I wonder how they celebrate.
You're right. Guys with concussions should continue to play, and they shouldn't be looked at. That's why they've changed everything
the final 2 minutes of Super Bowl.
In all sports when it comes to head injuries.
It was the you're drop
right.
your nuts
but you're right.
moment.
That you're really, right. So yeah. You can go to Disney World.
Yeah. Drop your nuts and go play. Go finish the game. It's the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I remember
catch,
that. They were
catch
really
the game
mad
winner.
At you.
Be the hero. You're so you have problems with team doctors then?
My problem is with you.
5 years, things haven't changed.
My problem is with you. I think I went after Shaughnessy that second day on something Calipari related, didn't I? I feel like he and I were screaming at each other that day. First appearance in, Dan Shaughnessy. I think that all happened in the first 48 hours of this program.
Day two, we had the infamous Kelly Naki report with McNally.
Oh.
She's standing outside the house.
My God. Oh,
and then we started getting into Deflategate. Yeah.
When she faked the car dying outside his house.
Her hood of her car.
Yeah, she faked her car being disabled on the side of the road. Yeah, she works for ESPN, right?
My man, Jimmy.
Shocker.
Hot.
They acquitted,
Jimmy Hot Fingers.
ESPN really acquitted themselves so well during that entire saga. They really did. With the reporter faking her car being broken down in front of the dude's house to get him to come outside.
I saw Jimmy at the last home game.
Did you?
Yeah, at the playoff game.
How's he doing?
He's doing good.
Fingers still hot?
Beer in his hand. He didn't drop the beer.
Hot Fingers himself.
Yeah.
All right, so happy anniversary, so.
Yeah, same to you, pal.
Yeah, here's to another 5 years.
Cheers.
617-779-0985. Want to jump on board? Good time to do it. You can do it right now. We got more thoughts coming up on what happened with the Red Sox. You know, I watched their spring training game yesterday before the Celtics came on. I don't know why. It was dreadful. It was absolutely dreadful.
Are you excited for the lineup after you saw it in written form?
It's sort of like that. You start to hate watch then. You're like, you're so pissed.
No, I like baseball. Yeah. You know me. I like baseball. So
well, you must have really liked baseball to watch.
I had it on in the background, you know, trying to do a few things after getting back off the vacay.
Yeah, a little wash.
Yeah, just a little bit of this, little things around the house. I had it on in the kitchen, and yeah, I was keeping an eye on it.
Try balancing that broom yesterday?
It still balances. Still works, dude. Still works. Red Sox, what the hell happened with them while we were away? We'll get to that coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.